My teisho today is on the Maka Hanya Haramitsu, which is again an early work of Dogen's. It sits after the Fukanza Zengi and the Bendowa, and before the Genjo Koan, which we'll start to look at next week. And in it, I suppose that Master Dogen's central point is that Zazen realizes, that is to say, puts into practice, enacts, prajna paramita, the wisdom beyond wisdom, has no concrete manifestation, can't be held in the hand or in the mind, because it permeates and reflects all things, it's dynamic. And the moment that we name it, it's already gone. I particularly singled out the Nisijima cross translation because of its rather wonderful introduction. Of course, we recite the Hanyo Shingyo most days. We won't today, ironically. And it is a scripture, a sutra, containing the most fundamental principle of Buddhism. In the introduction, Nishijima Roshi says, Buddhists believe that wisdom is not intellectual, but intuitive. The right decision comes from the right state of body and mind. The right state of body and mind comes when our body and mind are balanced and harmonized. And Zazen is the practice by which body and mind enter the state of harmony and balance. So there's a lovely closed circle there. And in his comments about right decision and right state of mind, he echoes the Noble Eightfold Path that the Buddha taught. So essentially, the Mahaprajna Paramita is, as Nishijima Roshi says, the essence of Zazen. And when we get into the text, we begin when Kanzeon Basatsu, or Bodhisattva Avalokiteshvara, practices the profound Prajna Paramita, the whole body reflects that the five aggregates are totally empty. And there are two things I want to draw out of this. First of all, there's the time-based when. When this is happening, when the Bodhisattva practices Zazen, then his whole body reflects the five aggregates are totally empty. And in saying the whole body, Dogen is adding something to the text of the original Prajna Paramita, the Hanya Shingyo. We don't have the words the whole body in that text. But he's doing two things here. One is emphasizing the total immersion. We do this not with our head, but with our whole body. But he's also laying a foundation for something he's going to come back to later when he talks about Tendo Nyojo's poem. And we quickly get matter is just the immaterial and the immaterial is just matter. We say this when we say shiki fu i ku ku fu i shiki. Dogen's trick, if you like, is what comes next. He also says form is form and emptiness is emptiness. So he emphasizes that we live in the world of form even though we know that it's empty. And we live in the world of emptiness when we see form. Essentially, everything in our life experience, on the black cushion or beyond it, everything is Prajna Paramita, great wisdom, when we don't apply discriminative thinking, when we allow our lives to be open. So from here, Dogen does something kaleidoscopic with Buddhist teaching. We know the word emptiness in the Prajna Paramita and the Hanya Shingyo is emphasized for everything. And all of the standard Buddhist statements about dependent origination and the existence of things are denied, are negated in the Hanya Shingyo. There is no mind, there is no anything, there is no birth, no death, no old age, there is no increase, there is no decrease, everything is negated. Dogen goes one step beyond that and says, everything is wisdom. There are 18 instances of prajna. There are four further instances of prajna. there are another six instances of prajna, and so on and so on. He's laying down this point very, very firmly, that the moment of zazen is the moment of wisdom. Bearing in mind something Jan was saying the other day, it's interesting that it's Kanzo and Basatsu, the bodhisattva of compassion, who teaches Shariputra about wisdom, because the two go absolutely hand in hand. Then further citing his teaching in the Buddhist tradition, the standard Buddhist tradition, Dogen goes on the paragraph numbered 74, there's another note about that, ignore. He goes on with the story of a monk, a bhikshu, who talks with the Buddha and discusses the understandable explanations of the precepts, the understandable explanations of stream entrance, that's a level of moving towards arahatship. And at the end of it, the Buddha says, just so, this is how it is. The profound prajna paramita is too subtle and fine to fathom, because the monk has recognized that the words are inadequate, that anything we can understand with our heads is not it. But as there is nothing from the first, in the words of Kuinang, the sixth patriarch, he, the bhikshu, acknowledges and accepts the limits of discriminative thinking. And this is what we do every time we sit down to do zazen. We give up our thinking mind and turn ourselves over and open ourselves to something that is beyond intellect. So Dogen moves on to switch everything around once more. Lack of understandable explanation is the true prajna. You will remember that Kodo Sawaki said, you don't get anything through doing zazen, you actually lose something. Well, losing this discriminative thinking opens us to true wisdom, says Dogen. And he goes on to say, studying prajna is space itself, or emptiness itself. Ku is the study of prajna. So in other words, sitting zazen. What's interesting here is that another character, actually from another religion really, Indra is originally from the Hindu religion, is then talking with Buddha. The god Indra subsequently addresses the Buddha and says, I do not see anything here I must guard. We're back to this question of, well, what are you doing when you're doing zazen? And the answer is, you're open and you're empty. There's nothing to hang on to. This reminds me a little of Bodhidharma, who's asked, will you pacify my mind? And he says, well, show it to me. And his immediate disciple says, well, I can't. And Bodhidharma says, well, there you are. I've pacified it for you. You don't have a problem anymore. So what we're really told is the Nike solution. Just do it. Don't have a theory about it. Simply sit. It is no different from wanting to guard empty space, if you want to guard the bodhisattvas who abide in the profound prajna paramita. In other words, there is nothing to hold on to. And then we get this rather beautiful poem of Dogen's master, Tendo Nyojo, which reads, whole body like a mouth hanging in space, not asking if the wind is east, west, south or north. For all others equally, it speaks prajna. Ding dong, ding dong, ding dong. The whole body, do you remember I said, Dogen is laying something that he's going to come back to now. The whole body here connects with the whole body that we use completely to do zazen. And when it hangs in space, it depends on nothing. And it doesn't ask if the wind is coming from one direction or another, because it accepts everything. It has no axe to grind. It is open to everything. Whatever comes up is let go. And in doing so, for all others equally, it preaches prajna, the wisdom of not giving in to the head. So we're back to shikifui ku, and we're back to emptiness, and we're back to no discrimination. And it's a lovely poem, the idea of this wind chime hanging in the air, blown by the seasons, blown by the chance of where the wind comes from. So So when we let go, when we embrace everything, we become everything. So moving now on to the final sections. Dogen mentions the transmission, but actually it's interpolated by Nishijima Roshi. This is the speech of Prajna transmitted by Buddha patriarchs from right successor to rightful successor. So this is the whole of the wisdom of Buddhism in a nutshell. Again, funnily enough, sit zazen. And he says, Prajna Paramita is inseparable from the Buddhas and the Mahasattvas and the Bodhisattvas, the Buddha Bhagavats, are no different from the Prajna Paramita. So Dogen's central theme, as it has been in other writings in the Tempuku period, is zazen is all you need. This is something that he hammers home and hammers home. All you need to do is to sit zazen, to operationalize your own Buddha nature, to operate in the world on the basis of your zazen. Well, no one can say he's not clear.